First off, you've got a female coach of a high-scoring boys basketball team. The coach's name, Ruth Lovelace. For the past 13 years, Lovelace has coached the boys' varsity team at Boys and Girls High School in Brooklyn, New York. Love, as her players call her, is the first woman to head the very successful program. The Kangaroos, I'm not kidding, that's their name, are competing for New York City's Public Schools Athletic League basketball championship title. Lovelace and her assistant coach, Elmer Anderson, have coached the team to a 31-2 season so far. Coach Love told NPR's Tony Cox how she scored her coaching gig.
I was a former player at Boys and Girls High School, and the principal, you know, here had watched me play throughout my high school career. I came back to teach, and after my first year, he actually fired the coach. And then just about everybody was interviewing for it, and I know one day he had called me in his office and asked me to look at some resumes and tell him who I thought would be a good candidate. And, you know, it came to where he needed to, like, announce a coach, and he came over the PA system, and he announced me as the new basketball coach. Not once ever asked me, like, you know, interviewing me for the job.
Wow.
So, you know, it happened in a weird way, but it's where I've been ever since, and it's just been great up until this point.
Well, you know, at the time, you were the first woman at the helm of one of the most successful boys basketball programs in New York City. What was the biggest challenge for you, especially given how you got that job?
I think the biggest challenge was winning people over. When you talk about winning people over, you had to win over first, you know, the kids that you coach and actually the spectators and the basketball fans, because like I said, I think people question, you know, who could do this job. Just didn't expect the women to actually be able to do this job. And, you know, it definitely questioned me because I was a woman, would I be able to do this job?
Here's my question for you, because I have a teenage son. So, and I know trying to get his attention is really hard, and I haven't figured it out yet. So how do you get these guys' attention?
One of the main things is that, you know, I know that basketball is going to end one day, you know, for each and every one of them. So for me, it's very important to teach them to be a young man. You know, one day these guys have got to be a husband to somebody maybe and, you know, a father to someone. So it's a lot of things that we teach that doesn't even have anything to do with basketball. And I think when guys can, you know, concentrate on trying to do the right thing and trying to live right, it just makes the basketball that much more easier.
You know, the fact that you are a woman and you're coaching these young guys, I'm assuming that Boys and Girls High School also has a girls basketball team. And if they do, what did the girls say about you coaching the guys instead of them?
Well, you know, they always get on me for actually coaching the guys. And, you know, a lot of them say, like, you know, coach, we wish you can coach us. And, you know, to be honest, you know, sometimes it do bother me a little bit because I feel like I should give back to the girls' game a little bit, but, you know, sometimes things are, like, predestined and, you know, God have picked me to, you know, to coach the boys. So, you know, I'm blessed to do that, and I try to do that to the best of my ability every day.
A couple of more things, and I'll let you go. I read where you said that, you know, you don't cry. The boys sometimes cry after a loss, but you don't. But if you win the whole thing, we might see some tears from Coach Love.
Yeah, you know what? It's kind of like, you know, as you get closer, you dream and you kind of think about, like, you know, how you're going to celebrate. And you know, everybody is just pulling for us. And I don't know, I think maybe, like, emotionally, you know, it had just overcome me. And I just think I might, you know, I could see myself crying.
Well, I can't let you go without asking you this question. Are you happy or unhappy with the rule change in the NBA that will not allow any of your guys to go directly to the NBA now?
In some instances, it's good, and some is bad. You know, sometimes, you know, you do have guys that's ready to go right out of high school. You know, you look at the LeBrons and Kevin Garnetts, you know, and they were prepared to play right out of high school. And then you get some kids that's not ready. So I think it really should come down to the choice of a kid and his family, because when your game is already on the NBA level, they just want kids to go to school because they want kids to become a better person. But nothing says that college will make you a better individual. So, you know, I got views on both
sides.
Yeah.
Do you have anybody that you think might be NBA ready on your squad now?
Well, no, I don't.
Not yet.
No.
All right. If you had a chance to move on beyond high school to coach at another level, would you be interested in that?
Well, you know what, to be honest, I have had a couple of offers, and, you know, people are always in my ear about it. Like, There's a lot of things to see, probably a lot of more money to make, you know. But in my heart, at the end of the day, I really feel like I've been put here for these high school kids, and I think I got an impression on them that you just probably won't get, you know, at the college level. So I think right now, you know, the high school kid, you know, they need me.
And they got you for now.
They got me.
All right. Coach Lovelace, why is basketball a special game to you?
Because, you know, it brings you together as a team. It's like you're working towards a common goal. It's just how life is. You know, anything that you accomplish in life, you know, you got to be together. You got to be goal-oriented. So all the things that basketball brings, just the game itself, it just carries over to real life. And if you approach the game of basketball, if you love it in your heart, you're going to do whatever it takes in order to be successful at it. I think the game of basketball prepared me to do what I am doing right now, and you know how much, you know, I love life and I approach life.
All right, Coach Lovelace, the team is called the Kangaroos?
Yes, it is.
Good luck.
Thank you.
The team is called the Kangaroos. Well, we have to point out that kangaroos are marsupials, part of a group of animals that includes wombats and possums. But Ruth Lovelace coaches the boys' varsity basketball team at Boys and Girls High School in Brooklyn, New York. She spoke with NPR's Tony Cox, and the Kangaroos meet Wings Academy in a semifinal. If they win, they'll compete for the championship this Sunday at New York's famed Madison Square Garden.